Recorded Books presents Unsettled. What climate science tells us, what it doesn't, and why it matters. Updated and expanded edition by Stephen E. Koonin. Narrated by Jay Ossing. Unsettling Updates. Preface to the 2024 edition. Since Unsettled was published in April 2021, there have been 3 years of advancement in climate science. Some of that progress was summarized in the IPCC's Sixth Assessment Report, AR6, and even more is evident in the recent scientific literature. AR6 is the sixth of the assessment reports, thus AR6, prepared periodically by hundreds of scientists and issued by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC. These assessments are widely viewed as the most authoritative compendium of climate science. More information about these reports can be found at the beginning of this book's Part 1. Those 3 additional years of data and analysis have refined our understanding of the changing climate, but the broader conclusions remain largely the same. The globe continues to warm, and human influences continue to play a part in this warming. But it remains difficult to untangle the current effects of both natural variability and human forcings on global climate, much less what to expect in the future. Regional rather than global effects, which are perhaps most relevant, remain even more opaque. What we do know from the science still suggests a different story than the one most have heard. Unsettled's introduction mentions 3 possibly surprising climate science facts drawn directly from then-recently published research, or the then-latest assessments of climate science published by the U.S. government and the UN. Humans have had no detectable impact on hurricanes over the past century. Greenland's ice sheet isn't shrinking any more rapidly today than it was 80 years ago. The net economic impact of human-induced climate change will be minimal through at least the end of this century. These statements have been largely reaffirmed by AR6 and the latest research literature. That you might still find them surprising highlights another constant: the media's often misinformed and misleading coverage of climate science. Perhaps what has changed most over the past 3 years is the discussion around our response to the warming globe. We've seen the setting of, and then retreat from, ambitious emissions reduction goals, with the growing realization of how prolonged and difficult any transition to a low-carbon future will be. Global events, particularly following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, have emphasized the overwhelming importance of energy reliability, affordability, and security, as well as the central role of fossil fuels in today's energy mix, about 80%. Annual global greenhouse gas emissions resumed their upward trend after a brief pandemic-related decline in 2021. Fossil fuels are still very much with us, whatever the uncertainties and risks of future climate change. What I referred to in Unsettled as the chimera of carbon-free is increasingly recognized to be just that. This updated edition covers the progress in both the science and the response since 2021, highlighting what I believe are the most important and striking developments, with a focus on topics I covered in the first edition of Unsettled. To avoid a lot of flipping back and forth, this new coverage chiefly comes in the form of new sections at the end of the relevant chapters. Here's an overview of what to expect. The science. The UN IPCC issued its sixth assessment report, AR6, beginning with WG1, Working Group 1, the physical basis, in August 2021. The reports of WG2, Impacts, Adaptation, and Vulnerability, and WG3, Mitigation of Climate Change, were issued in February 2022 and April 2022, respectively, and the final report of the cycle, Synthesis, was issued in March 2023. This update is far too short to cover even a fraction of the new science described.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?